was Leonardo da Vinci's last work? He built a castle in the Loire Valley, L-O-I-R-E. And it was built in a huge forest far from anything. And he did it with the King of France, known as King Francis I, who lived at the time of King Henry VIII. And he was a pretty powerful king. He conquered Milan, conquered some of Italy. So he invited Da Vinci, who was pretty old, to come hang out with him. So they built this huge castle, huge, 440 rooms, in the middle of nowhere. And Leonardo da Vinci and King Francis didn't live to see it finished. It was built past their life. If you go there, there's a couple of documentaries, what do you see? You see a stairwell in the middle of it shaped like a double helix. And then you find out that the king and Leonardo were only there like 9 times. The king would go there once a year for a couple of days. And yet he used more money of his treasury to build this thing. And went on past his life. It had to be built, this huge monstrous castle. And yet nobody stayed there. And it was far away from everywhere. And in building parts of it, they wanted this particular kind of limestone. The limestone was like, you know, thousands of miles away. So they took all this expense to get the limestone shipped to this castle, which was in the nowheres, to apply to the building somehow. I haven't seen the whole documentary yet. It's in French, so you have to just glean what it is. Now, in the design, there's lots of, on the surface, very symmetrical, interesting, orderly patterns. But then if you look closer, you find out that the symmetry is asymmetrical. You don't notice that it's asymmetrical. There's all kinds of rooms with secret upside-down, backwards mirrors that have no apparent purpose.
Is there a purpose for it?
Yeah, what was the reason behind it?
Nobody can figure it out. Nobody knows why he built it, why it had no use, why he only stayed there a little bit each year, apparently do some hunting. They would bring in supplies for the 3 days they were there. Huge operation. Have a certain kind of limestone. So nobody knows why it is. So the family, the Valois, V-A-L-O-I-S, was King Francis' family or house. They died off. So someone else got it, maybe some Germans or something, a couple hundred years later, and then they got rid of it or didn't do anything with it. So finally the French government owned it, bought it. So you can go there, you can be a tourist and go and look at it.
It still exists?
Oh, yes, it's perfect shape. And it has the figure 8 all over it. It has the salamander all over it because the salamander loses its tail but can regenerate itself. There's all kinds of weird mystical symbols. Knowing Ion, and I haven't asked Ion about it yet, but I'm interested in what Ion would say about it. And remember, it's Leonardo da Vinci who taught Michelangelo and guided Michelangelo in building the Sistine Chapel with all its Dr. Dean and Ion information in there, in the Sistine Chapel. And you have this chromosome 14-looking kind of structure in the building. Are you beginning to see what it is? It's an obvious grand central station for parallel worlding. So the king would go there, and it would look like he was there for 3 days, but he'd be there for 5 weeks, 2 years. He'd be off in other worlds. And then he would come back. And it has a huge wall built way out there, far away around it. You can't get to it. It was a whole purpose that had no earthly value. But when you start realizing how come it knew about the DNA, how come it knew about this and that, how come it had reverse mirrors, why did it have all these secret hidden parts? Why did it have asymmetrical? The mirror, it had things upside down. So this person looked at it, and they saw a picture of the king. And in this little pattern behind the king in this painting that if you grow up in France, you see it all the time if you go to French schools. This king is quite famous in their history. You look at this picture of him all the time, but you don't notice what's behind his head. What it is the cover of the RNA bottle upside down. The column, you know, the fleur-de-lis kind of column that's on the cover that some people think looks like a devil's head. Anyways, the very image on the cover of our RNA drops bottle is in the fabric behind the king's head. So, you know how this person discovered this? They were interacting with us about the Zappa stuff. And you know how Zappa goes into the monsters from the science fiction monster movies of the 50s? So this person went and started looking at a documentary on the Japanese movie monster phenomenon of the 50s. They did, back in 2011, the art historian Whipwappers did a special art museum installation celebrating the meaning of these monster movies, this B-level pop culture. And the person was looking at these monster images, and all of a sudden, this reference to this castle, it's called the Chambord Castle, C-H-A-M-B-O-R-D, the Chambord Castle, came into their awareness, so they looked at that, and then it led them into all this stuff I'm telling you. It started with the Zappa monster movie connection, and then, not rationally, led to this history of the castle.
Well, it looks amazing online. The architecture is out of this world, for sure. It's pretty amazing.
440 rooms. So this person has concluded that this castle is there. It's not occupied, really. It's just owned by the government, and the tourists come and look at it and puzzle over it and have no sane ideas about what's going on. But we, thanks to ION, have a way better understanding of it, and this person thinks it's not a mystery and thinks that the castle is sitting there waiting for Bob to take it over. And this person, because they can understand it using ION knowledge and answer questions that the experts haven't been able to figure out for 500 years, they say it validates ION for them. This is the clinker. Because we already know Leonardo was special. And the fact that he built this fucking thing, it was his last project, and he died in the arms of Pope Francis, you know that he fucking didn't die in the arms. Pope Francis and him made up this fucking story. So Leonardo had to get his buddy that he's going to parallel worlds with, or whatever magic they're doing, and he had to pretend that he died in Frank's arms, because Frank could cover up the story, right? I mean, it's rather uncanny that this guy, the king, is, oh yeah, he died last night, died in my arms. You know, you have to have someone who's in on it to co-conspire with, right? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty incredible ending to Leonardo's life, supposed ending.
Yeah, he probably just went to the castle and took off somewhere.
Yeah. But it makes total sense that they would go there for only 3 days, and they wouldn't want anybody to see what they're doing. They want to be isolated because they were doing travel to other worlds or something like that. You know what I mean? They were doing something that needed to be isolated, and the time factor was not important. See, they could be there just 3 days, but they get their other world work done because in those three this world days, they've been spending 6 months in the other world.
What's amazing about the pictures is that each room or the interior, everything inside looks like as if it's been decorated for people to live in now. There's
another thing. Yeah, listen to this. In those castles, they always had a social hierarchy. What was amazing about this castle, every room is equally designed. So it's equal.
Wow.
In other words, they're all Illuminati. They all have the same room. There's no social hierarchy. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, it never had any fucking furniture. It's all still empty. It never got basically furnished for all these years. It never got furnished when the king was living there. I tell you, it's just a Grand Central Station. It was just a bus station for them to go to other worlds.